Hi, I'm Maddie Chastain, Director of Content Strategy and Engagement at Darlington. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm talking with rising seniors Toby Burns, Sammy Lewis, Megan Pinkley, and Kenzie Waller about their Darlington experience, advice they would share to incoming students, and all things Darlington, really. So thank you for joining us today.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
All right. Thank you guys for being with us today. So let's start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourselves. So your name, whether you're boarding or day, how long you've been at Darlington, where you're from, what you're involved in, all of that good stuff.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. I'm Toby. I'm a day student. I'm from Rome. I think this is my 12th year at Darlington, maybe. I run cross country in the fall, track in the spring, and then I'm in the Y cabinet, the student council, and I'm a dorm leader in Neville House. So, yeah.
Awesome. And you have a pretty special role in the student council this upcoming year. Want to tell everybody what it is?
I'm the president of the student council this year, so it's very exciting.
That's super exciting.
Of course.
I'm Kenzie Waller. I'm originally from Florida, Sarasota, Florida, but I moved here in fifth grade, so I've been at Darlington since fifth grade. I'm very involved in the arts, in theater, choir, regular art class, and I do dance outside of school. And I do clubs like Spanish Club, Asian Student Union, GSA, things like that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
I guess I'll go next. My name is Megan Pinkley. I'm originally from Charlotte, but I moved to Mills River. And I have been at Darlington since my sophomore year. This year, I'll be head prefect of Cooper House. And in my past 3 years at Darlington, I've been involved in the arts, like Darlingtones, the winter musical and the fall play. And then I've also done cross country my sophomore and junior year.
Okay, my name is Sammy Lewis. I am from the Bahamas, and this is my fourth year at Darlington. I'm involved in swim, soccer, and I'm a dorm leader in Neville House.
Awesome, thank you guys. So for some of you, for this next question, you're gonna have to think back, 12 years or to fifth grade or whenever it was that you came to Darlington. Think about what made you come to Darlington and then what has made you decide to stay.
I remember when I came to tour Darlington in third grade, just like everybody was so friendly to me. And I remember being really disappointed because before Darlington, I went to Barry and like we had like a really cool like event that day where we did like a fake grocery store. Anyway, but I came here and I was like really sad at first, but then I left and I was like, and I was also sad because I had to leave all my friends at Barry, but I remember being excited for the new school year just because, like, I think the community here is great. And even at that young of an age, it was evident. And it was like, man, these people are, like, friends. And I didn't know any of them before that day. And I just remember coming to Flagpole on the first day of fourth grade and that feeling just still resonating with me of, like, I have a community here and I've only been here for, like, 10 minutes. And I like, that memory stands out to me, and I think that's great. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people talk about the community, specifically in the upper school when you think about boarding and day, but it's really cool that you could feel that like as a third grader or fourth grader, that it's strong, you know, in every grade level and part of campus.
So I came in fifth grade. My mom chose this school for me because we had just moved to Rome and she thought this was the best school. But I do remember on the first day, like, this is my first time being at a new school, and I was nervous, but I remember walking into class, and there was, like, three other new people that were there that day, and they're all super friendly, and, like, literally, as Toby said, before Flagpole, and, like, during Flagpole, I already felt like I had people that, like, wanted to talk to me, and I had a community like that, so that's definitely what drew me in when I first got here.
Yeah, I guess kind of just to reiterate with all of y'all about the community, I was, I guess, a little special coming to Darlington. I toured it the day before move-in day, and it was a very last-minute decision, and it's been, like, the best experience probably ever in my life. I love it because exactly of the community. Everybody is just so welcoming, and, like, it's – you're not always friends with everybody, but everybody supports you, and, you know, you have, like, people in your corner, and it's just, you know, the adults, like, appreciate you, and the kids are all just super nice. I don't think I've ever met a mean person at Darlington. And so, yeah, my favorite thing definitely about Darlington, what's kept me here, is the community.
I found out about Darlington off of one Google search. It was the first school to pop up on boarding schools in Georgia. And I'd had to be in Georgia, so I had family nearby. So that's how I found out about Darlington. But the reason I stayed is pretty much the same as everyone else. It's just a place I could feel safe, comfortable, and be myself, really.
So speaking of dorm life, tell me a little bit about dorm life. Half of you are boarding and half of you are day. What is that like? What does a week look like in the dorm for you? And for the day students, how do you get involved in the dorm? Why do you think that's important? And how would you encourage boarding or day a new student to really make the most of their time in the dorm and the opportunity to be involved?
As a dorm student, a week in the dorm, it starts, you know, usually you go to school, and you do your extracurricular activities, and you come back. And usually on a weekday, you would have study hall where you're supposed to be in your room doing your schoolwork. And then usually after that, you hang out with your friends in the dorm or talk to people. Or sometimes you'll have a little dorm activity that you do. And then that's usually through Sunday through Thursdays. And then on Fridays, curfew's a little later, so you can be out longer, have more fun things to do, hang out with friends, go out or whatever. And then Saturday and Sundays, you can take the bus to go to different places around town or whatever.
So, like, living on campus, I guess what Sammy said, it's pretty, like, your weeks are pretty structured. So, like, you have specific times for study hall, for, you know, like, hanging out with friends, but also, like, making sure that you're getting enough sleep at night and you're not disrupting other people. So it's, like, really nice living in the dorm because you get the sense of independence that, like, kind of before college. But it's, you kind of ease into it with having structural things. Like, being in Cooper House, Coach Bex runs a pretty structured house. And that's probably one of my favorite things about being in Cooper, is that she gives us leeway, but you know the things that, like, you need to do. Like, you need to be in your room, you know, from 7:30 to 9:30 for study hall. And sometimes there's fourth meal on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is really fun to get out after study hall and kind of just hang out with your friends in other houses and, like, you know, eat a snack. And then the weekends are super fun too, because there's always things to do on campus as well as off campus. And so it's a really nice, you know, if you don't feel like going out, but you want to do something, there's always something offered.
Awesome. So Sammy and Megan, before we move on to our day students, you are both have been leaders in the dorm. And then Megan, you mentioned that you're going to be head prefect of Cooper next year. Tell us a little bit about that. What made you decide to pursue dorm leadership? What does that mean? And how has that helped, you know, kind of shape your experience as a boarding student?
So you apply for dorm leader at the end of the year around April, May, and then you know if you get it before the next school year starts. And essentially what that means is you're a role model for everyone else. You make sure you help your head of house make sure the dorm's in check. You help out with dorm activities and such. And I think it helped me really get to know the people in my dorm, because I feel like I had more of a reason to go interact with every single person in the dorm.
Yeah, I agree. Being, like, in a girls' house, being a leader, we like we have specific days that we're on duty. So like if you're on Sunday, you're in charge of major dorm, and sometimes you're in charge of you know, making sure people are doing their like study hall and like keeping their rooms neat and whatnot. And so it's been a really, really great experience for me because I think it's taught me to be more responsible and keeping myself accountable, because I know that I can't slack off during study hall or, you know, things that I want to do but shouldn't do. Like, you know, talking with friends or listening to music during study hall. And so it's helped keep me accountable because I know that I'm the person, you know, kind of in charge of making sure everybody else is following the rules. But it's also helped me learn, you know, it's a big thing, especially during Rumpus, to learn how to work with other people as a leader, because sometimes you don't always see eye to eye, but it's all about those, you know, meeting in the middle moments that keep us all, you know, working together and a good, healthy dorm environment. And then I'd probably say the biggest thing about, you know, going into this role as head prefect is, you know, I'm supposed to be a person for everybody. And sometimes that can be a little difficult just because, you know, I'm a teenager just like them. I don't always know exactly what to do. But being a leader has helped me overcome those situations where it's like I kind of just need to think on the spot. And I've, you know, sometimes done the wrong thing and I've sometimes done the right thing. And it's kind of just helped me deal with or learn how to, you know, deal with not always knowing what to do, but kind of figuring out with the help from our other team of leaders.
For our day students, tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved in the dorms, how you're involved, and, you know, why you think that day in dorm relationship is so important here.
So we have events like we have sister and brother house events where we'll do things like I'm in register, so we'll do things with Moser, like pickleball or campfire or something, just little things like that. And then there's the big things throughout the year that bring day and dorm together, like Rumpus is the biggest one, and the Halloween. Well, I guess we had a haunted house in the past, but last year we had a haunted trail, so that was fun. But we always have an opportunity to stay in the dorm. And I always try to take advantage of those opportunities to stay in the dorm and connect with those people. And I think Rumpus is the most special because every year I come out of Rumpus with new friends and new connections that I never thought that I would have before. And just having an open mind through that and just connecting with people, because you can become friends with someone that is nothing like you just because you have that soul, like, united interest of supporting your house during Rumpus. I think that's really cool. And the dorm students are, like, they're so nice, and it's just, I think it's a good thing to try to become friends with the dorm students because, like, they will always, like, invite you to their room or want to do things with you outside of school. And it's cool to become friends with people from other places, like other states, but also other countries, because you get to learn so much about their culture and how they live and where they come from. I think it's a really unique opportunity that not many people have.
Yeah, I would just, like, to any, like, new student, like, this is such a unique opportunity that you have to be in high school and have the ability to connect with, like, people, and they're in Rome, like, they're like, brought to you, and, like, you have to capitalize on that, and, like, anytime there's a lock-in or an opportunity to stay in the dorms or something's going on, I would just say it's so important to go because you have that opportunity. And then that kind of brings me into leadership in the dorms on the day side. I would say anyone, if it's even, like, slightly in your head, you should apply to be a dorm leader. It's such a cool experience. And the best way to do that is getting involved and going to events and putting yourself out there. And so what that kind of looks like being a day leader in the dorms, it's just, like, once a week you'll go and you'll go in the dorms in the evening before study hall starts, and you have a little bit of time to see everybody, which is always nice. And then it's very laid back, but it's also cool because, like, as a leader, it really gives you the chance to like grow as a leader, because for me, I mean, I've never been in like a situation before where it's like I'm leading in a residential like area, I guess. So it's very unique in that sense. But anyway, you go in and then study hall starts, and basically you just have to maintain, I guess, calmness in the dorms, make sure nothing crazy is going on until study hall is over. But it is very laid back, and it's a great experience because you don't know a lot of those people. So you meet a lot of new people. You get to spend time with those people throughout the year as you kind of grow those relationships. So it's just so cool, and it's just such a unique thing that Darlington has to offer, and I think it's great. So yeah, to everyone, I would say just really, really try and get involved every chance you have with the dorms, because it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's almost a little bit like, you know, we joke about like Harry Potter houses and the sorting hat and stuff, and you all get put into a house when you come here. But it is kind of like an automatic group of people, especially for a new student, or even, you know, somebody like you, Toby and Kinsey, who had been here but are new to the high school. It's kind of like a built-in group of people that you can make friends with. You automatically already have something in common. So that's great. So we brought up Rumpus. Can somebody volunteer to explain very briefly what Rumpus is? I think anytime we're talking about the student experience at Darlington, Rumpus comes up. So can you tell someone who might not know what that is?
Yeah. So Rumpus is kind of like, to play on the Harry Potter, it's like a Triwizard tournament. It's just like a big group of games for, you know, a Friday and a Saturday when we come back from winter break. And it starts off with a game day hosted usually by Bevins and kind of the student life people, you know, saying their predictions of who's going to win the Rumpus trophy or whatever. And everybody, you know, comes together in the Cove. We're all wearing, having our signs. We're all wearing our house t-shirts or Rumpus shirts. And it's just a feeling that's like unmatchable. It is amazing. And then later on that night, you know, we have a big basketball game and everybody comes. The stands are filled. And, you know, in the middle we have games. So at the end of the basketball game, we have dodgeball, which is super competitive. And then we usually have like a halftime basketball thing with some of the people from your house. And then on Saturday, everybody gets up early. We have upstairs and downstairs trivia. We have gauntlet, which is, you know, intense exercises that everybody's competing for. We have fear factor, which is just eating gross foods. And then at the end of the night, we have lip sync, which everybody prepares for months. You know, leaders start working on it at the beginning of the school year during leader week to find out your theme. And it's, you know, it's just one time in the school year, like where the whole school comes together. We're all competing for the same thing. But at the same time, we're all cheering for each other because we have friends in other houses. We get spirit points. And it's just great. It's so fun. And it's an experience you won't get anywhere else.
So you mentioned basketball. So let's pivot to talk about athletics a little bit. I know a few of you are involved in athletics, or you have been at some point. I think I always say one of my favorite things about Darlington is how we encourage our students to try something new, and particularly with athletics and the arts. When I was in high school, you only did that if you were good at it. You know, they didn't want you on the team if you weren't experienced in the sport. Maybe they didn't want you in the play if you didn't have the talent or whatever. But here, I feel like we really open the doors for everyone to try everything. And I think it's really an enriching part of the experience. So talk a little bit more for those of you who are involved in athletics about the sports that you play or have tried before, and how, you know, that's made an impact on your time here at Darlington.
Yeah, first of all, I would totally agree with the fact that between athletics and arts, there is always going to be something for someone. Like, there's no shortage of available things. And absolutely, when you join an activity, like, everyone there is going to be very welcoming to you. And I've seen that through my fall sport is cross country. And it is very difficult. And I think a lot of people underestimate the fact that it is very hard, because it's popular with new students who maybe never have done a sport before because they think it'll be easy. And then they realize that it isn't. But it's also good because most of them, almost all of them, stick with it until the end of the season, which is great. And the community is just really good among the team, because like everyone's just super friendly and encouraging, because it is a hard sport. And like, it's cool to see, we do this thing at practice where like we talk about, like, I can't remember exactly, it's been so long, but we like talk about our hardships and like how we've improved. And it's really cool to see at the end of the season, like the new people that may have been nervous or unsure are always like, there's never like a negative thing that they say. They always talk about how they've improved and how they're like grateful for the people on the team, which is just, it's just really cool to see. And it's always like, I'm always reminded of that every year when the season, like when we're in season, because I think that the community on that team is just awesome. And I'm always reminded of that when we start. And I think Megan can speak to that too. I know she was on the cross country team. It's just a great community. So yeah.
Yeah, cross country was a great experience. Coming to Darlington my sophomore year, kind of learning on the fly that I needed two after-school activities. I didn't really know what to do. I had done sports in the past, but never really stuck with them. So I decided to try out cross country, and it was a great experience. It was so fun. You know, like Toby said, it was a great community. The people there are so encouraging, and you get to meet other people from different schools, which is nice because you're kind of also building a community outside of Darlington. And everybody just kind of knows each other. My first year, it was a pretty small group, which made it super fun. And then we do like some fun stuff during practices, like what Toby said, our hardships, what we've learned. I think last year we did like who's had the most impact in your life. And so everybody just tries to get to know each other, and they're super supportive about everything.
Yeah, I can speak on that team too. I did cross country in freshman year, and I did the summer training for sophomore year, but last minute decided to switch to theater, which I am now pursuing to, you know, be my major in college. But I really love the cross country team. It's an amazing community. It's something that I haven't found anywhere else. It, one, is super difficult and pushes you past what you think that your limits are. And everyone there is just so supportive, and it just makes you feel so great to be in a community that's supporting you no matter what, but also like supporting you through your self-improvement and just finding joy in being fit and having that community. So yeah, I also have a special place in my heart for the cross country team.
Well, I haven't done cross country, but I've done throughout from freshman year, I've done swim, soccer, and track. And doing those, I feel like I've met people that I feel like I'd never interacted with otherwise, had I not done those things. I'm the captain on the swim team, and I just feel like I have an extremely close bond with everyone on that team. And like, those are the people like that I would call my best friends, or the people that I could talk to if I needed something. And I could say that all the coaches for every sport care about their athletes, and they care about their sport. And so like, you can go talk to a coach if you need something or ask for help, and they would willingly help you and not be like, make it seem bad about it or anything. And they're just helpful people.
That's awesome. I didn't realize we had so many cross country runners. And then I feel like swim is another team that I will notice a lot of our brand new students will, you know, try swim for the first time. And I just think, like we said earlier, it's really cool that we have that opportunity to try new things and get involved. So moving to the arts, Kinsey, you mentioned the arts, and I think most of you have been involved in the arts in some way. And I just love, you know, that you've been involved in both arts and athletics. Again, at a lot of places, that's not encouraged. You know, students are given time to do both. So talk a little bit about your involvement in the arts, whatever area that may be in, and maybe how you balance both athletics and arts if you do that.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm in theater, choir, Darlington's art classes. I'm in art council, and I do dance outside of school. So basically everything you can imagine. And I love it. It's art has been a big like piece of my life since I was a little kid. But especially at Darlington, the theater community is just so amazing. Everyone there, like when you join a show, no matter how what your level of talent is, everyone is so supportive and you can truly be yourself and nobody will judge you. It's just, it's so great. And Miss Daniel and Miss Johnson, Miss Daniel's the director and Miss Johnson does singing, and they are so supportive and just so fun to be around. And it's just a really great community. I will say having theater until 6 every day and then going to dance from 6 to 9:30 most nights, I have had to learn how to do my homework in very interesting spots because I'm in a lot of AP classes, so I have a lot of homework. But honestly, the Darlington schedule is the only way that I could make this happen because you're required to have at least one free period. I've had two free periods the last 2 years, which has been great because I've learned to focus and get all my work done during my free periods, so I don't have any homework to do at home. And that makes it makes me able to do all of the extracurriculars that I do.
Yeah, I agree with Kenzie. So being a part of the fall play and the winter musical these past 2 years, have been like an amazing experience. Everybody in that community is so nice, and it sounds kind of funny saying this, but the communities between arts and athletics are very similar, in such that they both of them just have an amazing community and they all care about you, coaches, directors, teachers, everybody. They're always there for you, inside and outside of either sports or the arts. And so, you know, theater has been super fun going into it. You know, I started theater in the winter of my sophomore year because I had an injury and couldn't do track anymore. And I needed a second ASA. So I thought, you know, why not? Let's try it. Some of my friends are in it. And I fell in love with it. We produced Chicago that year. I learned how to build sets, which was super cool. I never thought I would learn how to do that or would enjoy it. But, you know, I would go to Miss Daniel during study hall and I'll be with her till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night and just help her building the set and help her rearranging stuff in the black box and painting. And it's just something that I never thought I would enjoy until I did it and I got the experience. And, you know, I don't ever want to experience a time where I don't have theater in my life anymore. Last year we produced Newsies and it was amazing. It was the first year in I don't know how long that we've included faculty and lower school students in the musical. And it was so fun. You know, you got to see your teachers in a new light, literally and figuratively. And it was super fun just to kind of get to know them better and like learn that my teachers are interested in the same things I am. And it made Tech Week so much easier because our teachers were experiencing the same hours and same schedule as us. And so they were a little bit more lenient on our schoolwork and, you know, the assignments they gave us. And then I found, you know, my best friends in theater and a very, very good group of friends. And while some of them have graduated, you know, I've seen them over the summer and we're still all in contact with each other. And, you know, I guess we could owe that all to theater and to Miss Daniel and Miss Johnson.
So yeah, I'm in yearbook, which is the only like kind of art that I've been a part of. But, the Darlington yearbook is actually very, prestigious, I would say. All the staff that's in the yearbook and our advisor, Mr. Pender, all pushes us really hard. And we always produce a really good yearbook. And I've really loved being a part of that because I never saw myself doing it. And then kind of some of my friends like pushed me to join, and I did, and it's been one of the best decisions that I've made since I've been here. And I think that the yearbook is kind of a reflection of like all the things that I do at Darlington because of how hard that we push. Like, to be honest, like, because it's been one of the only classes that I've done, like, for pretty much all of my Darlington experience, especially, like, or really only in high school, but it's been, like, always something that's been there, and I've always been, like, pushing really hard in it. So, yeah, I don't know. I love the yearbook, and, yeah, that's, like, my art that I do. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't partake in art, but I do love to go and support all the arts. I love to go watch the plays. I love to go listen to the bands or the orchestra or whatever, just perform, because that's still a part of the community that I love to partake in. Although I can't play an instrument or I'm not the best at art, I love to see my friends and classmates and everyone else just do what they're good at, because I would hope for them to come see what I'm good at.
That's awesome. I think always going back to community here, I think it's so enriching to our community to have such a strong athletics and arts program. And that you all support each other. I just love seeing that. So let's talk about one last area of involvement. What about service? So, you know, you're all required to have service hours to graduate. So even though it is a requirement, I feel like a lot of students really find things that they're passionate about through, you know, the process of earning those service hours. So do you guys have any experience with that? You know, just meaningful experiences as you've worked on your service hours, finding your passion in new things. How are you involved in service here and, you know, off campus?
So I personally just never got involved in community service growing up. You know, we were always put into after school activities, and so never really had the time to. So going to Darlington and learning that we needed, you know, 15 hours of service each year was a little daunting at first, just because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, I've never done this before. I don't, like, who am I going to do this with? But Darlington offers so many ways to get service on and off campus. Even, you know, just if you're into the arts, helping out with plays and musicals for the lower school will get you those community service hours that you need to graduate, and it'll get you amazing experience with kids and experiencing things that you wouldn't get anywhere else. But service just has, like, been a big part of my Darlington experience, to the point where, you know, it's so easy to be over 15 hours each year, and you get to do it with your friends, and you get to make new friends with it and gain new experiences, which is super important. And so, you know, having this requirement is super fun, and I'm glad Darlington has it, just because it gets you out there, it gets you learning about the world, and, you know, it truly makes you a better person.
Yeah, expanding on that, most of my service hours have come from helping with middle school and lower school plays. I mean, I've done choreography for them, I've done poster designs for them, I've just done makeup and backstage crew. Just getting involved with the lower school is really fun, and also doing something that I love at the same time while helping others is super fun. And in general, Darlington has so many unique, like, experiences that they offer community service wise. I remember in my sophomore year, I on a whim was asked by a teacher to go to this conference that helps disabled people learn how to apply for a job. And we went to this conference for a weekend and stayed, and it was super fun. And it was something that I wouldn't have even known about or even thought about if it weren't for the community at Darlington, which is super cool.
Yeah, I think Darlington does a really good job of promoting the community service. I know some people might be intimidated by the fact that, like, oh, you have to have whatever 60 service hours to graduate. And I think that sometimes that can scare people. But there's always going to be an opportunity. You're always going to have Coach West sending out emails asking people to help in the concession stands. And really, that's something I did a lot as a freshman. And something as simple as that is just like, it's fun. Like I remember having like a really good time with some of my best friends, like in the lacrosse game concession stand. And something as simple as that, like you see the impact of the community service. Like it's really cool. And I know Atlas did a really good job. He was the student council president last year promoting community service. He worked on that like website. But yeah, I know one big thing about community service specifically in Rome is there's this organization called ESP. It stands for Extra Special People, and it works for like making like, I guess, really like cool experiences for people that have disabilities. And that is like a huge source of community service hours for a lot of people in Rome. And I've seen it like totally transform people. It is so cool. And like, so, and there's so many people from Darlington there, even though it's not associated with the school directly. And I think that that's awesome because like, and in some ways, Darlington has pushed people to get involved with ESP. And I think that like, it's just such an amazing organization, but it's also changed people's lives, including myself. And I think that that's great. So, yeah.
Just to reiterate on what Toby's first point was, it might seem like a lot, but if you keep up with it, if you do concession stands once every two games, or you ball boy for soccer, you'll eventually get to that point where you won't have to worry about it. Because as we see every year, there are some seniors who have 30 hours to get the week before graduation or something like that. So if you just keep on top of it, and there are some simple things that you can do, some things that are just fun. If you and your friends go, it won't seem boring or it won't seem bad. So if you just stay on top of it, focus on it, you could just do it in a year.
So I have one last kind of rapid fire question for you. But if I were a new student and I asked you, where do I start? How do I make the most of my time at Darlington? What is the main number one piece of advice you would give? Rapid fire.
To go make some friends. Go out to student center, library, games, and just talk to people.
Kind of similar to what Sammy said, be involved in your dorm. Get to know your leaders. Get to know your prefect. Get to know your roommate and your neighbors around you, because, you know, you're going to be living there for the rest of the school year. And I found my place at Darlington in theater through my roommate these past 2 years and my best friend. So get to know those people, because they'll definitely be your lifelong friends.
I would just say, like, take kind of like a scattershot approach to the Darlington experience and just do everything. Like, if you're nervous about something, just get, like Sammy said, make some friends, get a group of like of your best friends together and just like go do it. If you're like nervous about going to like an event or something, like the community is never going to like want to put you down here. Like, everyone here, the upperclassmen, the people that don't even know you, are excited for you to experience this stuff that we have to offer here. So never be like scared or feel intimidated by anything, and just do everything. Like, there's really, I don't know, you just got to do everything.
Yeah, similar to Toby, I think just get involved, join a club, join an after school activity, go to community events like football games and volleyball games and stuff like that. And if you're just in a random class or in a random I period, talk to someone, start a conversation, because like 99% of the time they're wanting to make friends too, and you'll probably make a friend out of it, or at least an acquaintance. So yeah, just put yourself out there, because there's a lot of accepting people in the Darlington community that will accept you with open arms.
Awesome. That's some great advice. Well, thank you all for joining us today. We are so excited to have you back on campus soon. A lot of you will be here next week for Leader Week, and we can't wait to see you. We have missed you guys this summer. For all our listeners, we are glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in bi-weekly wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have any questions about today's program or ideas for future episodes, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.